The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 0-1 in conference play and 1-4 overall. Purdue hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time start on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. You can make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we played a very good Michigan State team on the road, and they did a good job of finishing the football game. We turned it over early in the game and battled ourselves back into the game to give ourselves a chance, but weren't able to finish. But they did a nice job, and we got to continue to get better here. We're looking forward to playing Minnesota on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open it up for questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you've been working on your scouting process for Minnesota, what have you seen on tape so far, and kind of what are your expectations for Saturday?
Well, you know, they're always well coached. Coach Kill's done a good job since he's been there and other places that he's been. They're a physical football team. They love to run the zone play on offense. Not a big pressure team on defense, but they will bring pressure down in the red zone. It's one of the things that, you know, you got to be able to block their inside tackles from their front standpoint and be able to sustain the run and try to throw it down the field a little bit.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, obviously your game last weekend was against a tough opponent, like you mentioned, top 5 team. What are you able to take away from having such a competitive ball game? You know, what are you able to take as you move into the rest of your season?
Well, I think the big thing we were able to take away from that was our guys had a lot of confidence, and there was a different look in their eye in that second half, and really believed that they could win the football game. And a little bit better execution, who knows what the outcome is. Like I said, Michigan State did a great job of finishing the game, but I thought our guys were very, very confident at the end of that football game on the direction that we're headed.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. In what ways has David Blau, I don't know, maybe exceeded some of your expectations?
Well, he just gets better each week, Teddy. Everything that he's doing, he's starting to slow the game down a little bit. He's seeing the field much better. The kid has a great ceiling, unbelievable ceiling in front of him, and he works so hard to make sure that we're going to have success here in the near future.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson from the Associated Press.
Yeah, Daryl, kind of just following up on a little cell phone during the game thing that happened down at Texas and Texas A&M, where a couple players were using their phones, one at halftime and one later in the game after he was ejected, to tweet out some stuff. Do you have a policy over at Purdue regarding cell phone use at halftime? And if so, I guess, what do you say and what happens if a kid gets caught doing it?
Well, you know, we have one that's on the bus to games where you're not allowed to have the cell phone on the way to games on the bus. Our locker room situation is such that we dress in two different locker rooms, so we leave the cell phones in the other locker room. But I would certainly have a policy knowing that those things are happening. I mean, that's unheard of to think that guys are making those cell phone texts during the course of a game.
Is that a sign of the times?
Unfortunately, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And we
Coach,
have a question from the line of Todd Jones.
My question was from about 4 coaches ago. Thank you.
Coach, I had a question for you. You know, among the standout performances on Saturday was Markel Jones, obviously, you know, over 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Can you talk a little bit about his performance on Saturday?
I tell you what, Markel continues to get better as a true freshman. you're marveled by the maturity of that young man. I mean, he's very poised. He's had already 60 carries this season and hasn't had a negative play yet, which is unheard of for any back, let alone a freshman. But he's a guy that has tremendous balance. He sees the holes extremely well, has very good patience, and he's a very strong and balanced runner with the ball in his hands.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you.